What are you doing in here, Brianna Koval? Inquiring minds want to know. It's not Friday, which is normally when we talk. It's Monday and you're here.
I know. It's real exciting. It's Monday morning. It's sunny. And it's the first business working day of Boys State Week.
Right. And we talked about this on Friday. So
Absolutely. Actually
that's what you're doing in here.
Yep. Technically speaking, Boys State started yesterday.
Okay.
But you and I weren't in here yesterday.
No.
But they're here today.
They're here today.
Yes.
And we used to talk to Boys Staters like all the way through the week.
Yes.
And so it's great to have you guys back in here. I've got Finnegan and William in to talk with me this morning. Finnegan, you're the first up. Good morning, young man.
Good morning.
Where are you from, Finnegan? Can I call you Finn?
Yeah.
Finn. I'm an Irish guy, so it's more appealing to me that way. So Finn is okay?
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm from Garrison, North Dakota.
Okay. You're out Dakota ways. So what got you into Boys State? What got you here?
My school counselor brought it up to me.
All right.
And one of my friends.
Okay. And you thought, hey, this sounds like a good idea?
Yes.
Nice way to spend the week?
Mm-hmm.
Does your mind kind of go to government and public service kind of things? Is this something that kind of resonates with you?
Yeah. This, like, the newspaper side and, like being on the radio and just, like, documenting what we do throughout the week.
Okay.
It piqued my interest when I heard about it. And it was just, like, the thing that I wanted to do when I heard it was.
So there. You're going to be are you going to be the journalism bug this week?
I'm going to try.
Okay. Fantastic. So you do kind of have an interest in that too.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know what's coming up this week? Kind of where the week's going to take you? Fill us in here.
Yeah, we got like a packet for like what's the plan for the week, but it's kind of just like going as it comes,
right,
you know.
Right.
Just kind of riding the wave.
That one day at a time kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, the days are filled up. Like, how long do you go?
Yeah.
What time of the day do you start and when does it end?
Breakfast starts at 8 and lights out at 11. And throughout the day, we're doing something every moment.
How cool is it for you to be in this environment where you're meeting so many other people from around the state?
It's so fun. I love meeting new people, and I've really gotten to, like, know my group. And it's so fun.
All right. Well, I think you're going to have a good week cataloging and being the journalism bug.
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
William, you are next, my friend, and you're quite a bit taller. So physically grab that microphone and pull it up to you. It won't make a sound at all. Perfect. Thank you very much. William, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Where are you from, William?
I'm from Bismarck.
Okay. You got a great radio voice, too, and you were telling me you've got you had family that was in the radio industry.
Yeah, my grandfather used to be a disc jockey for one of the radio stations out in Bismarck.
Out in Bismarck. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, that's where you're from, too, mm-hmm. I assume.
Yes.
So what got you to this point, too, and what got you interested in Boys State?
Actually, my great-grandfather on my father's side, he paid for me to come here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did he see in it that said, you know what, I want my great-grandson to take part in this?
Well, I actually did a couple speeches for the AmVets Club before I came here. I went 2 years in a row, and I walked, and there were speeches on the Constitution where you have to speak for 8 minutes at a time.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So what got you into, like, you mentioned the Constitution. What got you into this as far as, like, the public service and the government thing? Is that something that has always interested you?
Yeah, I've always been interested in government. There's been a lot of things that have interested me. What got me really into it was my first presentation on checks and balances.
Nice.
That's what really got me here.
Okay, so you're a numbers guy then?
Yes.
Okay, that comes easy to you.
Yes. I've just been really interested in government, and journalism has always been a really fun thing of mine that I really like to do, so
okay.
Talk about it was
okay.
Kind of a given.
So it wasn't so much the numbers, but it was the journalism thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you going to be covering this week?
This week, I don't really know. It's been kind of hectic. I mean, yesterday was really hectic. Today seems more relaxed in what's, like, to come. So that's just going to...
So what was hectic about yesterday? Fill me in here. Just getting settled in?
Yeah, just the settling in part was a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was definitely, like, when people were going to get there. We had a couple people come late, and someone was supposed to come early this morning.
All right.
And, yeah.
It happens.
Yes.
Right? So what are you looking to take away from this, William, at the end of the week? What are you hoping to learn?
definitely. I want to learn more about my government and how it works and how it's structured and how everyone has a role to play in how it's supposed to go.
Fantastic. Young leadership. I love this. Boy Staters in, Brianna.
Yes.
You were right on the money. They know what they're talking about.
They do.
Much and more so than I do.
Honestly, I love William's backstory over here
about
how he had all of this experience with doing these speeches about the Constitution and checks and balances and things. And I'm thinking, William, why didn't you run for office? Or maybe he did.
That's a good question. That's a good question. Is that something that might pop up in your future?
I hope so.
Okay.
Well, and I don't know if these two even know this yet. So we do the disaster emergency management exercise on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are my reporters that are going to be running through those hallways, interviewing these different jurisdictions, trying to get information out of them as you would during an actual disaster.
So now, how much fun is this going to be for both of you? Seriously.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they know that component yet, but that's not happening until Wednesday.
Okay.
So, I mean, stay tuned for that excitement that day.
Well, and again, it's not fair asking you these questions because, like you say, things kind of unfold by the day. So
absolutely
fantastic.
It's a new adventure every day for these kids, but it will always be a week to remember. They're going to realize by the end of this week, some of the kids that they're meeting this week are, you know, titans of industry later. They will be elected officials in their, you know, later years, and you'll recognize these kids as time progresses because
right.
It is the things that they learn this week that will impact them for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, definitely.
And what a great,
definitely a week to remember for these kids.
Certainly. And checks and balances, William. Mm. I hate anybody that gets checks and balances. Okay? So seriously, it's as far beyond. Are you good with that?
With checks and balances?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Okay, see?
Yeah.
See? So you're way ahead of the curve.
Absolutely.
Stay there, definitely. Talking Boys State. And we're gonna have two more delegates or maybe three more delegates back on Wednesday.
Yes,
at 9:40,
we're going to
talk some more about it. It's going on this week right here in Wapton. It's 9:45 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad.